It's the summer holiday season with Cape Talk,
your number one news and talk station.
We invited back financial expert Frank Magwegwe, joining us on the line from Johannesburg. And in a moment, we'll be talking about how you can go about finding your financial coach. But out of interest, Frank, have you ever found yourself in a situation where you've been next to or near someone you know and care for and love who is so drunk that they're becoming a nuisance? And how have you handled that situation? Good morning.
Absolutely. Good morning, Africa. I mean, I was chatting when I was listening to you explaining your experience in the taxi, because I'm also a non-drinker, and I've been at occasions with family and friends, and they just drink a little bit too much, and often you also don't know quite what to do, because obviously they're a little bit too much, and they're not always opening, to listening to any advice. So often I just kind of, leave it and wonder, how did we get there? Yeah, don't they know their limit?
They clearly don't, because I suppose no one does really, right? Because once you have that first drink, your ability to make sound decisions is already impaired. And by the time you get to the fifth, to the sixth, to the tenth drink, you certainly cannot make that decision. I still know people who claim that they are better drivers when they're drunk.
I've also heard of people claiming that too. I don't believe that nonsense.
It's not true. So anyone who thinks that after they've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 drinks, they're actually better drivers than when they're sober, it is scientifically impossible, because your levels of alertness are completely impaired when you have had too much to drink. I'd love your calls though, 021-446-0567. How do you handle, what is the best way of handling somebody who is drunk, short of physically manhandling them and getting them out of that venue? On to more pleasant things, Frank. It is a new year. Last week, you were giving us some tips on how to start 2018 on a positive note. And
that's,
I thought,
right.
It is right for us to follow that up by saying, well, what financial advice can we seek out? And how do we go about looking for that financial coach?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's such a great, follow-up on what we discussed last time. Because we're really setting the foundation for a new year, those, Cape Talk listeners with new year resolutions, around their financial health or financial independence, and sort of what are the things to do in the year. The great follow-up is really to get, to get the help from, professionals such as, financial planners or financial advisors. So for me, really where to start, on that topic, Africa, is just to mention firstly that, in South Africa, the term financial advisor and financial planner, is used interchangeably. But there is a difference that consumers are not aware of, that often when we're talking about financial planners, we're talking about people who have attained the qualification and they are what are called in the industry certified financial planners. And that is very important, Africa, because, when one becomes a certified financial planner, it's really a mark of professionalism in financial planning. So the first question that I would encourage listeners to ask where they want the services of, whether the person calls them a financial planner or they call themselves a financial advisor, Africa, is to say to them, what are your qualifications? And in addition to that, also ask what level of experience do you have? Those two are so important because, people can just call themselves planners or advisors, but you want to make sure that you're working with a professional who's going to really take good care of your money.
In fact, sadly, a lot of the planners or advisors that you come across are often employed by a particular product, if you like, and they're there to try and sell you that product as opposed to listen to Africa Melane and what Africa needs, and therefore go through a suite of products and say a combination of those 2, 3, 4, 5 is actually going to be the best solution for you.
You're absolutely spot on there, African. That's one of the challenges that we're facing currently in South Africa, the financial planning or financial advice industry. Legislation has tried to deal with that, but it hasn't been quite successful. Because what you find, as you've just mentioned, is that many financial planners or financial advisors, they work for the big insurance companies. And in many instances, for me, Africa, having been in the industry for quite a long time, a lot of those so-called financial planners or advisors, they're really insurance agents. What they are out to do is to sell a product, as you quite rightly said. They either want to sell you a retirement annuity, or they want to sell you life insurance, or they want to sell you funeral insurance or disability insurance. And what is important there, you know, for CapTalk listeners, Africa, when they are looking again for a good advisor who will help them look after their money as well, is to ask this question, Africa: what is your approach to financial planning? And what you want to get out from the planner or the advisor is not, I'm going to sell insurance or I'm going to sell a retirement annuity. You want them to explain that, you know, there are about seven or so areas that I'll briefly touch on that needs to be in your financial plan. They will obviously get different weighting depending on your circumstances, Africa, in the plan. But you want to hear the financial advisor or financial planner say the following: I will look at your cash management. I want to see how you budget. I want to see how much you are earning. I want to see where your money is going. So that's very important as a foundation of good money management. Then obviously they will talk about, I'd like to see how you are covered as far as life insurance is concerned. Then they must also say, I want to see how you are saving towards retirement. I want to look at your health insurance. I want to look at your short-term insurance. When I talk about the health insurance aspect, we're talking about medical aid. Are you on a medical aid? What plan are you on? Is that plan adequate and appropriate for you? How are you doing with your short-term insurance? There we are talking car insurance, we are talking home contents, we are talking home insurance. Then they might say, I want to look at, do you have a plan? Should you pass away, what is going to happen? Sometimes in the industry called an estate plan. And then I want to talk about your general savings plan, not only saving for retirement, you know, but saving for an emergency fund, for example. And you can see from that question, Africa, what is your approach to financial planning? You get quite a number of areas that they need to touch on. And of course, it's got nothing to do with buying a product. A product should be an outcome of having answers to each one of those questions. And should they be gaps, then you should buy a product. But often what we find is that, you know, within 30 minutes of talking to the so-called financial planner or financial advisor, if they're recommending that you buy a funeral plan before they even looked at your cash management needs.
My parting question then, Frank, I suppose is manifold. An important consideration in whatever financial planning that you want to go into is the cost that you will incur in that financial planning. We've seen an increase in passive investment products that are available in South Africa, where all you do is literally deposit an amount of money into a fund that is then taken care of by the markets, if you like,
right,
as in they
right.
follow the markets. There's no human yeah. being, there's no Frank who decides if we take X amount, portion of the amount and invest it in that and so forth, we might see a better return. So,
yeah.
So do we need financial advisors?
Yes, we absolutely do, because what we have just touched on, Africa, is a part of the financial plan, and that is the investment plan. How am I investing so that my money grows? Whether it's for an emergency fund, whether it's for retirement. But like I said, you know, the financial planner will give you a plan that talks way more than just about investment. It must take costs into account. It must look at cash management. It must look at disability insurance. It must look at life insurance, short-term insurance. So there are so many aspects of financial planning, including what you just mentioned now, Africa, that is investment planning. So you definitely need, and in that discussion with the financial plan, then you have that discussion whether you want active management, where someone is responsible for, you know, deciding what shares to buy in the portfolio, what asset allocation, or going through, you know, an index. And in fact, let's finish off here, Africa. Yes, we definitely need financial planners. One of the questions that you need to ask them as a listener out there looking for their services is, how will I pay for your services? And often you find that in South Africa, many of the financial planners, they are paid commission only. So if they don't sell you a product, they don't earn. hence this emphasis on selling products. So when you ask that question, you'll be able really to get a sense of, is this person going to be interested in an offer, a good financial plan for me, or they want to push in a product sale.
Frank Magwegwe, thank you very much as always. Financial expert joining us there from Johannesburg on the important questions you need to ask should you acquire the services of a financial advisor or financial planner. And obviously the parting question of whether or not you do need one, he believes you do.